the film festival is on to augment what's happening on Mardi Gras. So tell us a bit how this came about.
So the Mardi Gras Film Festival is going to be the 24th year in February, and it started off as a small festival in 1993, and ever since there, it's just grown and grown. And we show the best LGBTIQ films from around the world and from Australia, and now, really good news, we're the number one attended LGBTIQ film festival in Australia. It's just going very, very well.
And so Australia now and the world later?
I'd say in the world we're probably in the top five LGBTIQ film festivals, so that's really good as well.
Brilliant. It's got a pretty wide-ranging type of film, so just from straight entertainment to some of the more serious issues. Can you give us a few highlights?
I think one of my highlights is actually the opening night film. It's a film called A Date for Mad Mary. It's won several awards, including audience awards at festivals around the world, which means it's an audience favourite. And it's an Irish film about a girl called Mary who has just recently come out of jail and her best friend's getting married, but she doesn't have a date for the wedding. So she goes on dates with lots and lots of different guys, but nothing works out. And then she meets the female wedding photographer. It's a really fun film.
And it's love at first sight.
You've got to see the film and then you can find out.
so it may not be love at first sight. Ah, okay. What sort of places could we see the film festival? Is it going to be just in one particular theatre, or is it all around the place?
So it's mainly at Vent Cinemas George Street.
Uh-huh.
But then we have a few screenings at Golden Age and also Cremorne Orpheum in Cremorne. And then in March and April, we go to Canberra, the Blue Mountains, and Parramatta. Yeah, so all over, really.
Right, and what are some of the subject matter of some of the other films that it's covering the sort of broad spectrum of the queer community?
Well, there's a really excellent film about bullying called 154, and I suppose it really highlights how important safe schools is for Australia, and it's about a young guy who basically takes matters into his own hands because the pupils at his school aren't supporting him and also the teachers aren't really supporting him. That's a really excellent film. Also, there's another documentary about claiming refugee status out of Iraq, about two men in Iraq who fall in love, and it shows how difficult it is for them to get visas and move to America and Canada. It's just a really tough story, but it works out in the end, I can tell you that.
Oh, that's good. But it sounds like it's got a really broad spectrum, a lot of interesting films in the selection you've got there. How do you put together this selection?
I suppose I have to watch a lot of films, but because it's LGBTIQ, you want to make sure that you have films of ranging sexuality, ranging genre, from different colours, featuring people of colour. And you want to not just have hard-hitting dramas and documentaries, you want to have entertaining films. Like, we have a film called King Cobra, and it stars James Franco, Molly Ringwald, Christian Slater, etc., and that's a really fun film. It is about a hard topic, but the way the director's done it is very fun. So it's about having something for everyone, really.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it sounds like you've got some pretty big names there as well. So it's they're not all fringy films, are they?
It's a real variety.
Yeah.
We have films from the top film festivals in the world, including Berlin, Venice, Toronto, South by Southwest, Edinburgh. So there's some really quality cinema in the festival.
Ah, right. So do you get around to see all these film festivals throughout the world? Or doesn't the budget go that far?
The budget doesn't. We're a community organisation. I get to go to one in San Francisco that's called Frameline and another one called Outfest in LA. Those are the main LGBTIQ film festivals.
Right. Okay. So they're the ones we've got to aim for to get our festival up there to be number one.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Now, in the festival, you've got a category called My Queer Career, in which submissions compete for $12,000 prize money. Tell us a bit about this competition.
Yeah, so it's been running for 23 years, and it showcases the best new Australian queer short films. And it was excellent this year. We had 48 submissions. Every year it's going up and up, and it just highlights how well Australia is doing in queer cinema. And a lot of the filmmakers end up going on to great things. And above anything else, it's a great night. We have awards at the end, and all the filmmakers are there. And I think it's a good thing for up-and-coming filmmakers to come to so they can actually see what's being made.
And is it a, could you describe it as a fabulous event?
I would say fabulous. All our events are fabulous.
All of them fabulous. But I would be expecting a lot of smoke and sequins and lights and, you know, because this has got to be a really top show busy event, hasn't it?
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far.
No, oh, okay.
It's a fun night.
Sounds like a fun night, anyway. Yeah. And is that at the end of the festival? Is that like the ultimate?
It's on the second last Thursday, I believe. It's okay. The 24th.
Oh, okay, right.
Feb.
And so what do you end on? What's the
23rd of Feb, actually, yeah.
What's the big finish for the festival?
Interestingly enough, we actually open with an Irish film, A Date for Mad Men, and then we close with an Irish film, Handsome Devil. It played at the Toronto Film Festival and got really good reviews and good crowd reaction. And it's about this young chap in a boarding school, and he's getting taunted about his sexuality, and then a new handsome guy arrives, of the title Handsome Devil, and it's about their unlikely friendship. It's a real crowd pleaser again, and when I watched it, I cried. So I think it's a great way to end.
Right.
And also,
but it ends
have
okay.
Panty Bliss hosting the party afterwards, which is going to be great.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm glad there's a party afterward because, it wouldn't be Mardi Gras if you didn't have a few parties, would it?
Yeah, of course.
All right. Well, it sounds really good. Thanks very much, Paul Struthers, director of the Queer Screens Mardi Gras Film Festival, for coming in and giving us a bit of lowdown on what's happening coming up just a few weeks. So get out there and see some of these films in the George Street Cinemas, wasn't it?
Yep, Event Center is George Street.
Yeah, okay. Well, that sounds really good. So thanks very much, Paul.
No